Welcome to the author commentary for Star Wars From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back. Here we go behind the scenes with contributors to discuss the creative process behind their stories. And just so you know, these conversations may contain story spoilers. I'm Elizabeth Schaefer, one of the editors who worked on this wonderful project. And right now we're talking with Charles Yu, author of a story called Kendall. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
So your story takes on this beautiful challenge of the death of Admiral Kendall Ozzel. Right. And I have to ask what drew you to writing Ozzel, and particularly to set the story in his final moments.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking a lot about, what is it, what drives the bad guys? Especially the ones who, you just think, what's in it for them? Is it proximity to power? Is it thinking that you're not a bad guy? Do the bad guys even think that they're bad guys? And someone like Ozzel, I remember being a little kid and seeing that movie in the theaters when I was really little with my dad. I think it might have been the very first movie I ever saw in a theater. And just, it really stays with you, the idea of being choked, via the force. So I think both a kind of a emotional association from my childhood and then let's say current events have got me thinking a lot about, people in positions of power that might be complicit.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I was surprised the first time I read it that in his last moments, there isn't a lot of bargaining or kind of just trying to justify actions that you might expect upon the death of someone who has made some questionable choices, shall we say. And he isn't looking for absolution or anything. Instead, it's just him trying desperately to recall a memory from his youth. Can you talk to me a little bit about that story choice?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. I think, on some level, the initial choice is driven by a kind of assumption or judgment about who is this person, what is it like to be, that person. And then at some point as a writer, I'm not doing my job if I stop judging that person, as if I have some kind of moral superiority to my character. And I feel like the way to tell the story is to have, if not empathy, then at least try to get inside of that character's head and heart. And so closing that distance is one goal for me here. And then the other one really is a kind of realism, I guess, even though it's a very heightened one. We're obviously in a galaxy far, far away. But at the same time, psychologically, physiologically, I don't know how much higher reasoning he'd have at that moment. I feel like at some level, I know from my personal experiences, when you're, really faced with fear or any kind of intense emotion, you're going to go to a very base primal place, and that might mean your earliest memories or your sort of deepest feelings.
And part of what he's recalling his past. I love this moment where he's thinking about someone he knew that had hoped that he might run away with them and join the rebellion. And he doesn't do that. And again, it is presented in this very non-judgmental either way. And do you think in looking back on that moment, there was any regret there that he didn't do that, or these are it's just a list of decisions that he made, and that's one of them?
It's a good question. I really wanted to, and I hope that the way you phrased the question means that I had some success in achieving it. I really wanted to kind of be right on the edge of that. I didn't want to come down really hard either way on was this a moment of, seeking forgiveness at the end of his life? Was this the moment when all of it comes flooding back as regret. You know, I really wanted to, but I think, you know, I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't some of that in there. I mean, I think realistically, the part of the reason why he's going to these earliest memories is that's who he feels is the guy underneath all of it. You know, before the career, before all of those choices, he's still a human being. And so, you know, I think this is probably someone who hasn't in recent years thought a lot about the choices he's made. He's sort of like trying to survive day to day in the situation that he's got himself into, and or continue to climb the career ladder without doing a lot of reflection about what am I doing? You know, stepping back and saying, what have I become? You know, each step might have made sense along the way, but when he really looks at the path he's now taken with the perspective of being force choked, I think he's, I think maybe he is starting to reflect, how did I get here?
I imagine being a direct report to Darth Vader, you definitely just spend a lot of your time thinking about survival and not like the big questions of life.
Exactly.
I love that so much of the story to me is about identity. I mean, the title of the story itself is Kendall, which I think most people aren't going to read that phrase and immediately think, oh yes, Admiral Kendall Ozzel, which makes it the perfect button to the end of the story of this question that he's trying to answer. And so in struggling with these ideas about identity, it seems like you're asking this question about how much does what we do influence who we are, and are we more than the totality of our actions? Which again, those are big questions, but I love that it is raised by this story, seemingly in this man's last moments.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of identity in your story?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was also something I was really thinking about. I think you put your finger on, you know, the word identity. You know, I think for me, it comes down to your actions. You know, I think that actions are what will ultimately define this fictional character. You know, we can't, I think that's one of the really fascinating things about this project, about the POV series, is what we're doing is taking characters who we can only judge based on 40 years of canon and, you know, what we've seen on the screens, and also in the books, and then suddenly giving them, you know, an interiority that they don't otherwise have. Well, I suppose some of the books would have done that, but at least for, you know, movie watchers, I would venture to say the vast majority of people are more familiar with the movies than with in books. Even though I know there's a really wide readership of the books as well. And, but for me anyway, to having access both as a reader, but now also getting to tell a story from the inside of this character, we get a whole nother layer of like, oh, you know, this, you know, how do I imagine what this person, who this person thinks they are, rather than just this kind of person I see on the screen. And that's fascinating. I actually felt a real sense of responsibility because this is a character in one of the most, if not the most sort of beloved fictional universes, you know, and fictional galaxies, but, you know, generally speaking, it's a kind of universe, right? And so, you know, we get that facet of his identity now in terms of who did he once dream of being? Who does he think he is now? How does he rationalize what he does, if he does? You know, I think at my core anyway, I still feel like a connection to the kid in me. You know, I can still remember being the kid who watched Star Wars, for instance, for the first time. And there's something both paradoxical but also fundamental about that we still think of ourselves as connected to our past selves. And someone like him who's, you know, largely, even though he's a named character, obviously, because he's very high ranking, his direct report to Darth Vader, has largely let his identity become, you know, swallowed up by the Empire. And so, yeah, just the idea of even naming him and of thinking about who does he think he is. And when he goes to bed at night, you know, what is he, what, and he looks in the mirror, what is he thinking about himself and what he had to do that day, and what he had to do for his boss. So I don't think I answered your question. I think I talked.
No, it's great. And I do, it felt to me like such a moment of grace, whether deserved or not, that at the last moment of his life, he is able to reclaim this moment of identity, that he has spent a lifetime in this fascist system that wants to kind of flatten you in the favor of homogeneity, whatever, you know, subverting your identity, but that he is able to grasp that at the end, before he goes. That's, I don't know. It was very touching.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, here we have been grappling with deep existential questions of life with Charles Yu. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
And thank you for listening. You can read Kendall and all the other stories in From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back, available now from all your favorite booksellers in print, ebook, and audio download. Thank you.